This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, you gorgeous human beings. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I have got a juicy one for you today if you are a business owner. So unless you've been living under a rock, it doesn't really matter where you are in the world right now. There's a huge conversation going on around the cost of living, around inflation, around energy hikes. There's a lot of fear and concern about how far our money gets to go. Now, if you are a business owner, you are in a really unique and powerful position when it comes to being the master of your own destiny. And so much of your ability to be able to navigate whatever is presented to you over the next 12 months is wrapped up in your ability to be able to sell the products that you offer, the products and the services. You are in control of the pricing, which again, from a cost of living perspective, is just so incredible that if you hear that things have gone up by 5%, you are able to increase your prices. You are able to increase the price of your services. And of course, there are going to be some niches where it is easier for you to be able to price in a way that feels in alignment with what you're offering and what goes on in the world. And you're going to still have customers. You're still going to have people that are ready, willing, and wanting to invest in your services. And obviously, in the same way as when the pandemic hit in 2020, there will be other niches that are hit harder. But what is really, really important is that if you are a business owner, that you look at what it is that you do and what is being asked of in the world, what is being required of in the world right now, and you think creatively. Because if you think creatively and innovatively, you have the power to really shift things and work with what you have in a way that many 9-to-5ers, they just don't have that option. Now, at the basis of every single successful business is your ability to sell. If you want to be in receiving mode, you want to be able to receive more money, make more wealth, even now in your business, it's absolutely possible. But the foundation, the bedrock of that is selling your stuff. Now, if you are not selling as much as you would like right now, I want to share with you three things that might be going on that are blocking your ability to magnetize more clients and receive more sales. So the first thing is that you may not be energetically aligned to selling. And what I mean by that is that there is a part of you that feels guilty. There is a part of you that feels ashamed that you're asking for money, particularly at this time. I did a lot of work with clients during the pandemic because there was a very mixed message around whether people should or shouldn't be selling right now. And here's what I want to say. The economy needs you to sell. It absolutely needs you to sell. And what I can see with my own eyes is that people are still investing. People are still buying. And so what is the thing that will support you in making more sales right now is you being very, very clear on how you can serve people. You being very clear on your marketing message and you being very clear on the invitations that you are making. And if you feel uncomfortable in asking for the sale energetically, you are going to repel your potential clients. And if you are the type of person who, when somebody says no, you also take it personally, again, energetically, you will self-sabotage because you want to avoid feeling guilty. You want to avoid feeling shamed. You want to avoid asking the question because you're looking to avoid somebody saying no to you. So we have to clear up everything in the energetic field so that you are able to go onto your Facebook Live, onto the podcast, onto Instagram, and actually be able to ask for the sale with a very clean energetic field. The cleaner your energetic field, the easier it is for people to tune into whether what it is that you've got feels aligned and whether they want to say yes or not yet. The second reason that you may not be selling as much as you desire right now is because you are undercharging. Now, again, I saw this a lot in 2020 because of the amount of press coverage around certain members of the society struggling. People then start to think, you know what, I should be lowering my prices. I need to lower my prices because the cost of living's gone up and therefore people are not going to be investing in my services. And what happens here is that, especially if you are in delivery mode, so you are coaching people as opposed to a do-it-yourself course that is taken in somebody's own time, you know that it's not sustainable for you to be charging and delivering the service that you want to offer at the below-priced rate. And what I see happening with many people when they are charging not enough for the service that they want is that there is a little bit of resentment there, that you can hear it in the way that they are making the offer. Like, come on, of course you should be buying this at this price. That is not the vibe that is attractive and magnetic. And if there's not the resentment piece, there's the genuine knowing that even if I don't feel resentful now, I will feel resentful after you've bought, because this isn't the most aligned price for this service. I'm pricing low in order to attract more people. And if I attract more people, I know that it's going to end up with me overgiving, over-delivering in a way that leaves me feeling depleted, and I don't want to go there. And so the barriers energetically go up. And again, nobody can get to the service that you have. You have to make sure that the price you are charging is aligned. It's not the price that you think that you need to price it at in order to get people to buy. That is not the vibe. And then the third reason that you may be blocking sales right now is that, quite simply, you are not asking enough. Now, don't get me wrong. I know very successful people who are asking for the sale all day, every day. And equally successful people who pop up twice a week and have one offer that they barely mention, and yet they are sold out. Now, there isn't one way to do this, but the reason it works, even when you have the person who only pops up twice a week and barely mentions what it is that she's doing, is because it's not that she has an issue selling. And the particular person that I have in mind is a mentor of mine, actually. And she's an energy worker and charges, you know, six figures for her one-to-one mentorship. So this is somebody who feels very, very, very comfortable in asking for the sale and asking for the exchange. It's just that the way that she is made up, any more visibility, any more presence on social media has diminishing returns for her. There are very few people, though, who are energetically that clean and clear to be able to show up as little as she does and still have people hopping into their inbox. I don't really know anybody else quite like her. So what I know to be true is that there is definitely a middle ground. And if you are not receiving as many sales as you'd like right now, you are most likely trying to be like the person who shows up twice a week, but not because that is in your highest alignment, but because you don't like selling, because you're in avoidance mode, because the idea of adding a call to action creates dissonance within your body. And that's not the same as it genuinely is in my highest alignment only to show up a couple of times a week. And The other reason that it works for her is because she's charging such premium prices. She doesn't need a lot of people. And what I've found in my experience is that the people who are not showing up frequently are also charging low because they've made up a story that people can't afford the services that they want to offer at the price that they want to offer. So I'm going to bring it down low. And that loops us back to the point I made in point two, that actually it's another form of self-sabotage because you don't want people investing at that lower rate. And so what you're doing is blocking yourself from being visible so people can't actually see the offers that you have. Hands up if you recognize this as yourself. You are not alone. I don't want you to beat yourself up. I don't want you to beat yourself up. But I do have something that I think might help you. So at the end of November, beginning of December, I'm going to be running a program called Infinite Sales. And if you would love to get in on this, where I'm going to be sharing with you everything I know about the energetics of selling, as well as the practical strategic pieces, then you should pop over to susieashworth.com/infinite sales. I cannot wait to run this program and really share with you the mesh of the energetics and the strategic side. You are going to love it. And the real intention is to open the floodgates when it comes to you selling with soul in a way that feels just aligned and a match for the people in your audience who are crying out for what it is that you offer, but have up till now been blocking consciously or subconsciously. So that is me. That is what I have for you today. I hope that you've loved this episode. If it has been helpful, do me a favor. Can you just share it with a friend? Somebody who you know should be selling more and isn't quite sure what is going wrong. I would love for you to share this to see if they recognize themselves in one of those 3 points. And if you recognize yourself, hit me up on Instagram and let me know which one of these you most relate to, or if there is something else that is stopping you, also let me know, because I would love to be able to include what's going on with you into Infinite Sales as well. Okay, you are amazing. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for all of your support. And remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.